Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, October 29th, 2019. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Tuesday, that can mean only one thing. Dwayne Long checks in from the capital city of Columbus. Dwayne, how goes it?
Oh, I'm a Buckeye fan, and if you're a Buckeye fan, your world's got to be a beautiful place.
As I sat to prepare for this show, a lot of times we hit on concerns or comments or questions like that, and blank paper. I have no complaints, no comments, no issues. So we're just going to do a review here of the Wisconsin game, talk some recruiting, talk some defensive players winning the Heisman. So just to start, Dwayne, now that we've had a couple days to sit on the whiskey game, your thoughts on Ohio State's performance?
Well, you have to say it was another dominating performance, but this time over a really good football team. If you bother to look at what's going on the other side of the line of scrimmage, that was a good football team. They may still be a top 10 football team. Yeah, they stumbled against Illinois. But Wisconsin's really good, and we did not get off to a good start, and we still handled them.
The defense completely shut down Jonathan Taylor. I can't say I'm surprised by that. Offensively, I think there were some concerns about the sacks that were taken. If you go back and watch the tape, a lot of it was due to footing. I can know one in particular where he wanted to hit K.J. Hill on a tight little inside route, and Hill slipped coming out of his break, and Fields ate it, which was actually kind of impressive. Your thoughts on Justin Fields, his ability to deal with the weather, passing, everything to this point?
Well, I got to be impressed because, I mean, let's just roll back a little bit. We were concerned that he didn't like pressure, and I don't think he did, but I think he has gotten to the point where he's so much more comfortable. I think he's more comfortable each game. You know, you got to realize how short a time he's been here. That is something that we have to, you know, he's just now finding his way around. I couldn't be more impressed with the kid. He's making really good decisions still. We still can, you know, we're 8 games in, and I couldn't fill up 2 hands with the mistakes he's made. I really couldn't. So I look at Fields and say, just how good can he be? Are we going to be talking about him with Heisman next year? There are some talking about it now. Our boys, Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt were. It's not a surprise. You know, I really am happy with where he's at and how he's handling the offense and his decision making. Still concerned when he got hit in the end zone. You know, I was like, oh, here we go. We've gotten this far where, you know, contenders of, you know, I think there are quite a few people that got us number one in the country. I do. Kirk Herbstreit does. So losing him, though, it would completely change the dynamic. So, I could not be happier with the way he's playing.
We've waited long enough to talk about Chase Young. It was kind of funny to me that this weekend, an interview with the Sunday Ticket got to see Joey Bosa completely dominate a football game, Nick Bosa completely dominate a football game, after Chase Young just swallowed Wisconsin whole. A very impressive marketing weekend for those who choose to make their living getting sacks in the NFL. If you haven't chosen Ohio State as your primary destination now, that's on you. But Chase Young for Heisman. I brought this up on a late September show with Steve Wiltfong just to get it on the record because I wanted to seem smart. But it does seem like there's some real momentum now. Some of the other games and the Tua quarterback injury has made it seem like this actually feels like it could happen now. Your vibe on Chase as a Heisman candidate, and then whether you think he actually has a chance to get invited and win the award for that matter.
Well, I think the odds are long. Who should he? Yeah, there's not a better player in college football. Come on. Let's just be honest about it. If you want to talk about a guy dominating football games, completely changing, if you go back and look at, they're rotating all kinds of things. They're bringing people in to help on Chase Young, and this was a good Wisconsin team. They were they had the Jonathan Taylor. They were supposed to be able to run the ball, and that's the thing that gets overlooked with Chase Young is how good he is versus the run. He blows up running plays all the time. You got to look at how many tackles for loss he has. So he should be the guy raising the trophy. There's no question in my mind. Will he? No, I don't think he will. They give it to one end ever, Leon Hart. You know, we got into a bit of discussion about Charles Woodson. Charles Woodson was primarily a defensive player, but Charles Woodson won the Heisman on the number of times he did damage getting his hands on the football. So, you know, you got Leon Hart, who was an end, and that's all. In the history of the game, they are going to give it to a quarterback or a running back, more than likely a quarterback. You've got a few out there that are worthy. Chase Young is the best. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be symbolic of the best player in college football. I remember at least two times in my lifetime when I actually understood football where a defensive player should have won it. Hugh Green, back in the day, he was a Pitt linebacker. A lot of people may not know him because he did not have the pro career to match his college career. Hugh Green, and just a few years ago, and Ndamukong Suh was just as dominant as Chase Young is this year, except he was a tackle. Young is in the more high-profile position. They're even talking about breaking the college football sack record for a season. I don't think he's going to get there. I'd be happy to see him get to 20. That would be a remarkable accomplishment. But he is the best player. The best player is supposed to get the Heisman Trophy, so it should be Chase Young. I think it would be an accomplishment just to get invited to the ceremony. That would be about as good as we can expect. They're just not going to give it to a defensive player, Dan, at this point, no.
As I go back, Leon Hart, I've actually never heard of, but Hugh Green was the first time I remember this being entered into the conversation, and Ndamukong Suh was an unbelievably dominant player. Go back and look at his numbers from the Big 12 championship game. They're better than Chase Young's numbers over the weekend. I think it would be really hilarious, though, if the three Heisman finalists were Joe Burrow, Chase Young, and Justin Fields. That's kind of what I'm hoping for, even more than someone winning it, just so that the people can see up there that they know we can recruit here in Columbus. But there is a consensus out there right now, I think, that he is the best football player in the country. Whether that can overcome years of tradition, like you mentioned, we will see. But I do think right now, if it happened, he would get invited. So a lot of it's going to end up having to do with how the other quarterbacks perform, which is silly because Chase isn't going to get any worse between now and then and will still be the best player. But we will wait and we will root. We'll take a quick commercial break and be back with a little more from Dwayne Long.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, Dwayne, big visit weekend. Anytime there's a home game this late in the season, tends to be a star-studded cast. The rain did not dampen that. One big-time recruit in attendance, quarterback commitment Jack Miller. He's been committed for quite some time, but there has been some thought he might waver because Ohio State is recruiting another quarterback, namely C.J. Stroud. However, after the weekend, great visit. Jack Miller, who entered healthy, by the way, and had led his team to a huge win the other night, showed up Saturday, tweeted out after the visit that he is still a Buckeye. You've always been in Jack Miller's corner. bring us up to speed on how you feel about the situation with the quarterback.
I could not be happier to hear that news. Jack Miller is a five-star quarterback, in my opinion. He's a guy, he's a big dude. He is a lot like Ben Roethlisberger. You know, I'm a Steelers fan, not a big Roethlisberger fan. Don't have a high opinion of the guy, but he's a great quarterback on the football field between the white lines. He's a Hall of Famer. I see that same thing in Jack Miller. Jack Miller, just a big guy, can stand in the pocket. You want to get him off his feet? Well, you got a war in front of you. And then he can break the pocket and take off. He's got a big arm. I think he's just so much of what Ryan Day wants in a quarterback. A guy who does have escapability with his legs, but he's really just a pocket passer. He's not an athletic quarterback. He's a passer who has some athleticism. So I could not be happier to hear this news. Yeah, I think we got to get two quarterbacks in here, because when Justin Fields went down Sunday with that little bang, I'm glad we got a week off, Dan. It just struck me. It just all flashed before my eyes. Chris Chibanoff is going to be the starting quarterback at Ohio State. For how many games, I don't know. But, you know, it just struck me that it was over. We got to get a couple of guys who, you know, you feel confident can get you there if, you know, you've got the team. Otherwise, have the team to get there. So that is what I'm thinking about with taking a second quarterback. C.J. Stroud is a very impressive kid. And I got to say this, as much of a fan as I am of Jack Miller, I am really concerned about his inability to stay healthy. And Stroud is a kid that is just too good to pass up. Taking two quarterbacks under the circumstances it may be something we see every year now, Dan. You're going to keep one and the other one's going to leave. It's a transfer portal. It's beckoning them. We've always talked about how quarterbacks are more likely to transfer than any other position. Yeah, that's true. And we've got to bring in two and try to hang on to one of them. And now with the transfer portal, they're going to be out of here so quick. Look at what happened to us. We went from the deepest quarterback room, as deep as anybody in the country, to one superstar and a bunch of guys that couldn't hold the starting job where they were. So taking two, as long as we can hold on to Miller, it makes it's the ideal situation, and I would take the chance. With his injury history, if he wasn't injured like he has been, I would say no, let's take that kid. He's already committed to us. He stayed committed to us. That's our kid. But his injury history says we've got to try to take a second kid.
I'd love to see Miller get a chance to come in redshirt and have Mick work on his body for 18 months so that when he did get in there, combined with a little bit of old man strength he'd get from the 18, 19, 20 years of age, more ready to handle the pounding. Because that's really the only concern about the kid. There's no concern about his ability. He hasn't been on the field enough. Last item of the day, Streetsboro, Ohio has a defensive tackle named Michael Hall in the class of 2021. He's only the 22nd ranked player in the state, but those rankings obviously don't reveal what people really think about him. He has earned an Ohio State offer. There are people who are super impressed with the guy. Bill Green has flipped his crystal ball to Ohio State. Your thoughts on the offer to Michael Hall?
Awesome looking prospect. First, let me say, fans, I try to say this on the boards all the time. Don't pay any attention to rankings 2 years down the road. Don't pay that much. I mean, there are some guys who just stand out when you see them. But for the most part, they're not Steve Wilfong. They're not paying attention to those guys yet. They really aren't. So don't pay any attention to those rankings. Look more at offers. If you're getting an early offer, especially from an in-state school, you're big time. And this kid is big time, Dan. He can play the game. I mean, my goodness. Line him up on the same side as Jack Miller and turn him loose. Sawyer.
Jack Sawyer.
Jack Sawyer. And just turn them loose, and they are going to wreak havoc. You're going to have such a hard time double-teaming him. He's athletic. He uses his hands great, very aggressive, plays with some attitude. Yeah, he's worth – yeah, he rates an early offer, and I bet it's commendable.
There's no reason for them to step on a limb like that for a big inside guy early without it. And you made a good point. Judge it by offers. I saw a three-star kid that had offers from Ohio State, Alabama, and USC. You may not be a five-star prospect, but that's a five-star offer list. We appreciate Dwayne stopping by. Things are good, Buckeye fans. Enjoy it. Have a good one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.